This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
We're launching into the second hour of the program. We got time for you if you want to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you want to weigh in on cops shooting dogs, or in this case that we just discussed in the first hour, a cop was unsuccessful at shooting a dog because the owner of the dog actually stepped in between the cop and the dog, literally putting her life on the line to rescue her dog from this crazed cop who then grabs her, throws her to the ground, claiming later that she had a crossbow. And right, even though there's video that pretty clearly shows she didn't have a crossbow. And why he would testify to those things, maybe he said that in his police report, because I can't imagine he would have testified after having viewed the video in Discovery that she had a crossbow. So anyway, they proved the cop was a liar.
I mean, it almost seems to me like when something is that ridiculous, that it's like, have you ever seen the movie Super Troopers?
Long time ago, yeah.
You know, when it's like, it almost feels like some cops are in the back, like going, I'll bet you $100 that you can't get away with saying that she had a crossbow.
Right?
I mean, it's so ridiculous that it feels like there was some cops that like made a backroom bet. You know, like, I'll buy you a case of beer if you say that she had a crossbow, because that's hilarious.
Yeah, you don't see crossbows too often, you know, like, in criminal cases.
You know, like some guy's like, no, man, say she had a katana. No, crossbow's better. You know, like what kind of conversation went on where the cop was like, I'm going to lie about her having a crossbow.
I don't know. That's a great question. Maybe it was some sort of joke or bet or whatever. I mean, I don't know. He obviously
feel like they can get away with whatever they want at this point.
He must. I mean, why he would write a police report saying she had a crossbow when he knew there was a video being recorded, it's just bewildering to me.
Right.
So, maybe he's just not the brightest bulb in the basket. Nonetheless, she ended up getting acquitted, thankfully, by a jury. It only took them 30 minutes to fully acquit her of the obstruction charge. So you're welcome to comment on that. You can also discuss the shooting of Lavoie Finicum. Once again, back in the news. And, Johnson, you were reviewing the video. You actually hadn't seen it, so you'd only heard really the audio track earlier when we'd played it. Did you want to comment briefly on what you saw in the
actual
video?
It's interesting. I mean, I feel like I watched the original video several times, and I don't remember all these flashbangs going off in the original video.
Or whatever they are.
This seems like, what are these little explosions? I don't remember those being there. That's weird.
Yeah, what's with that?
You know, this video is, not only is the edited in, like, overlay from the inside of the truck, but it also seems like the video itself is different.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain that. I don't remember noticing them previously either, but they're very present here, and they happen after he gets out of the car. Is it right after they shoot him? Or
They're all over the place. It's like right after he gets out of the car, then like after he's shot and down on the ground, suddenly they start like crazy, you know, like tons of them. Then they're shooting the car anyway, like, you know, nobody's even moving or doing anything in the car. They're shooting the car with what looks like to be pepper balls.
Yeah, because we were wondering, you know, you were playing some of the audio from after when Lavoie was shot, and you can hear the women in the back. One of them's particularly hysterical, understandably.
Yeah.
And one lady says that they're shooting at the window, but you'd think if they were actually shooting at the window, then the window would have burst in and have cracked or whatever.
Maybe not. I mean, remember, most auto glass is shatterproof, so.
Is that right? So the bullet would just go right through?
Right, I would think, yeah.
All right, so yeah, that's not really clear in the video. The video is up on our Facebook and Twitter, so if you'd like to review it on your own, it's there. It's,
but if you look at the video,
it's an in-cab video.
If you look at the video, when the bullet hits the glass, what is maybe not a bullet, it looks like a splatter of powder, which maybe a bullet hitting glass might look like that. But I don't really clearly see a hole. I mean, that's why I would suggest that it's probably a pepper ball.
You're probably right about that, because there's one guy who said, the guy who lived through this, I don't know who he is, but he actually says at one point, I can't see anything.
Right.
So maybe the pepper ball gas or whatever was affecting his ability to open his eyes.
Right,
perhaps.
Maybe. I mean, it looks like to me, like, and also, I mean, it would not be a terrible tactic to be shooting the, you know, flapping pepper balls off the glass just to, you know, really let the people inside know that, hey, we mean business. You know, like...
Or to get them to start shooting so you can shoot real guns.
Yeah, or that, yeah.
So we don't know if they were shooting pepper balls or if they were real bullets, but the people inside the truck seem to think, or the SUV, seem to think they were being shot at
right.
as they plowed into the snowbank. So if you want to comment on that, you're welcome to do it. But all this legal stuff in the news, Johnson, you've got a related story about hiring...
Well, sure, you brought up the Robin Hood case earlier.
Yes.
So I think that it's pretty particularly relevant that we should talk about parking ticket appeals.
Sure. And you've got a story about a robot lawyer?
Sure. So hiring a lawyer, obviously, for a parking ticket appeal is not only a headache, but it can also cost more than the ticket itself.
Yeah,
right?
It's not worth doing.
You know, something like this, either, you know, we're in conjunction with maybe Robin Hood here in Keene.
Robin Hood is a group of activists that fill parking meters that are expired prior to the parking enforcer reaching them to write a ticket, so preventing tickets from being
perhaps
registered.
With the assistance of somebody like Mark Stevens, if, you know, we could find a coder that we could get some language or help from him, this would be a really sort of an interesting project. So...
where's this from again? I'm sorry.
This is from I don't know the source. Hold on.
Always good to know that.
Yeah. Business Insider.
Okay.
But it happened in the UK.
They've got some interesting stuff at that. Yep,
this is happening in the UK.
All right.
Depending on the case and the lawyer, an appeal, a legal process where you argue out of paying the fine, can cost between $400 to $900, which...
What?
Yeah, does not seem like...
An attorney charging that little?
Well, remember, this is in the UK.
Still, I mean, I can't imagine a member of the bar in the UK would be cheap like
for a parking ticket. Maybe that's a pretty small case in general.
All right, I guess.
Generally,
if you're going to go to a trial, it's going to cost you a few grand.
Yeah, but hey, with the help of a robot made by British programmer Joshua Browder, he's only 19. It costs nothing. Browder's bot handles questions about parking ticket appeals in the UK. Since launching in late 2015, it has successfully appealed $3 million worth of tickets.
Whoa!
Joshua Browder's robot can help answer questions about parking tickets. Once you sign in, a chat screen pops up. To learn about your case, the bot asks questions like, were you the one driving?
Were you the one driving?
it's text.
So it's just more fun to have a robot voice.
Well, you know, if we have to program this here, if we can get, you know, make this happen, we'll have to just add some speech text in for you.
Objection.
Dr. Spatzo.
Yeah. Oh, it's funny because I was actually thinking about asking you if you remember Dr. Spatzo, and I thought, you know, that's too obscure. All right, so now we have to explain Dr. Spatzo. Dr. Spatzo goes...
Came with Sound Blaster.
All the way back to,
Creative
like,
Labs.
The mid-1990s, early 1990s, maybe, and Creative Labs was a manufacturer of sound cards for personal computers, and the Sound Blaster was probably the dominant sound card in back in the day, and so this was, like, the first kind of mass market program that you could get to speak to you through
your computer.
This
DOS program that came with the sound card.
Right, and what it was a brilliant program. I mean, essentially it was, you know, you remember the old text adventure games from the 1980s where you would type in where you wanted to go and what you wanted to do and, like, take this and look that way and go north. Well, this is kind of like that in that you're typing to Dr. Spatzo. He would start out by saying...
Who was a psychologist?
Yeah, you're right. I'm Dr. Spatzo. Tell me about your problems, is what he would say.
And it would be like really weird intonation, too. Like, hello, I am Dr. Spatzo.
Well, right, because they hadn't gotten it down yet, right? They hadn't figured out, voice synthesis or whatever you call it. And so basically they had this very rudimentary reading, this computer voice.
Would you like to talk about your mother?
Yeah. I bet we can find some Spatzo clips if we go on YouTube. So anyway, it was really a brilliant program because it was like a lot of bots today. Bots today aren't that much more advanced than Dr. Spatzo was.
They're pretty different.
Not
just voices. I'm talking about the text bots that are like, you know, some of the AI that's in some of these bots. They're at the point where some people are fooled.
Really?
Yeah. Some people, okay. You know, it's you have to get
I bet
good
you could
ones.
Still fool someone with Dr. Spade, so. I bet you could.
Probably. But I mean, some of the bots are much, much better than others.
So
there's a whole
do,
continuum of, like, how good certain bots are.
So they had specific, you know, pre-written lines that Spatezo would say, and it would be triggered by the words you typed to him. So if he recognized you typing a certain word, he'd say something related to that.
Right.
And it sounded like, you know, you were having a conversation with this robot. 855-450-FREE. Join us here on Free Talk Live.
They wake me up every morning. Their tails are always wagging. They're just running constantly and chasing, you know, shadows and sticks. Their coats are much better. They're very happy dogs. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.com.
I have three dogs, golden retrievers, and I make their own food, ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the liquor chops. It takes a few minutes every week. Before the Dynavite, they were overweight. They slept all the time, so now they jump all over me when I'm cleaning it in their bowls. They're crazy about the food, and their vet said that it's so much healthier for them. Go check out Rescue Dogs. They're just waiting to be loved. Get them started on this Dynavite diet, the health food for animals, and you'll see amazing results.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters. For the love of clean water.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. You can share your memories of Dr. Spatezo if you want. I never thought we'd talk about Dr. Spatzo on the radio, but here we are. 855 453. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. 855 450 3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And if you've got online shopping to do, then go and get it done and get a great deal through Amazon by going to shop.freetalklive.com. You know Amazon, they're huge, probably the biggest online retailer. So you've probably shopped there before, but you may not have shopped through shop.freetalklive.com. If you do that, Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase price. You're paying the same amount. You're having the same great Amazon experience with a huge selection, all the reviews, everything. You're just going through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. We'll get back to Dr. Spatzo in a moment and the robot lawyer that led us to talking about this. But first, Andy is in Texas listening via TuneIn. Hello, Andy. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Andy? Go ahead.
Well, I know, I'm looking, you know, I just heard your top of the hour news, and they said that they're investigating the FBI, the shots they missed, Finnegan. they're investigating these shots. I find that very peculiar. I mean, you got several shots in this guy, you killed this man, and they're investigating it. What troubles me the most is that they're really not doing anything. They really don't care what the truth is. All they care about is that, hey, we shot this guy. It just bothers me. I mean, I'm up in arms. I mean, where do we stand up? These guys stood up at a point where they thought was a valid point. They did it once in Nevada, and then the hurrah went on to Oregon,
and by the way, they're now arresting people for the Nevada situation. They just arrested a guy in New Hampshire and a few others, as I understand it, just this last week for the Nevada standoff that happened 2 years ago. So your question was, when do we stand up? Well, you know, so far, standing up with weapons against the state is not a particularly successful strategy. I would say that the best way to make a stand for liberty is to do it together with other individuals who care. And I don't mean a dozen of them. I'm talking about hundreds, if not thousands, of them.
Numbers. Yeah.
So that's what I'd recommend, Andy, and thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and I'll get more specific. I specifically mean moving people who love liberty to New Hampshire. And that's what the Free State Project is doing. That's the reason why, Johnson, you and I are here together tonight. We both moved up around about from Florida. You kind of had a pit stop in a couple of places, but you ended up here. We both came from the Sarasota, Florida area. And there are over 1,600 people who've moved here as part of the Free State Project. There were like 300 that were already here when New Hampshire was chosen as the destination state. And in fact, if you want to know more about the Free State Project, which has, by the way, reached its goal of 20,000 like-minded, liberty-oriented people who've pledged to make the move here to get active, not by violent means, through peaceful means to change the system kind of from the inside. Some people are working outside of the system. There's sort of different approaches to activism that are taken here. But there's 101 reasons why liberty lives in New Hampshire, and you can go and check those out over at 101reasonsfilm.com. Now, originally it was a text list, but it was made into an hour-long documentary film, which is just packed in. I mean, you've got 101 reasons packed into an hour, so it's a pretty quick-hitting movie. I highly recommend it. It's free to watch online, so there's really no reason not to check this thing out. If you consider yourself a libertarian, if you consider yourself a voluntarist, an anarchist, someone who really loves liberty, this is for you. If you're not quite there yet with the ideas of liberty, then it's probably not right for you. But if you really get it, then definitely check out 101reasonsfilm.com. You owe it to yourself to spend an hour on that. Let's go to Lou listening in Tennessee. Lou, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson.
Hello, Ian and Johnson.
Hey, Lou.
I want to praise you, Ian, for what you do. You have a lot of courage. I appreciate greatly the fact that you keep the police their feet to the fire and you're staying on them, because we're in a time period in America where the police are out of control.
No doubt. Thank you. I appreciate that. But it's not just me. I'm one of a myriad of people who've participated in police accountability acts. Like the folks over at copblock.org do an awesome job, and I'm just one of their myriad of supporters.
It's also not just the police that are out of control, too. I would say that it's the entire government, it's the bureaucrats on local and national and everywhere in between. They're all out of control.
Yeah, that's true. But the police are their henchmen, right?
Sure.
They're the ones who, you know, without the police, they wouldn't be able to do anything. The other
sure.
the other people would just be bureaucrats sitting behind desks.
Absolutely. The police are the gunslinger end of the law.
Right.
And any cop that would shoot a dog is a coward. And there's just no other way to say it. There are plenty of ways. You know, I mean, we've all seen these videos where they shoot these small dogs that couldn't hurt anyone. And I believe the police departments are really drawing from the bottom of the barrel. They seem to be bringing in a lot of predator types, sociopaths.
Yes.
20-plus years ago, my wife and I were involved in a major federal civil rights lawsuit against a police department and a state police department, and even though we lost in the end of that federal trial, the case was thrown out. Let me tell you this. Cops fear depositions. So if your listeners ever have civil rights violations committed upon them by the police, I urge them, find a civil rights attorney and sue them.
That's a hard thing to do. I mean, was it easy for you to find an attorney who was willing to sue the police?
It took a couple of weeks, and we had to go 200 miles out of our town. None of the cops would take it. We had to go all the way to Rural to find an attorney.
Right. That's what my that happened to my friend as well. And he was when I was living in Sarasota, Florida. He had his car searched at 2 a.m. The cops tore up the carpeting. They scratched it. They brought the drug dog out. The drug dog was like scratching the paint job on his car. And of course, you don't get any kind of compensation for that. So he wanted to sue to be compensated for his time being wasted because they didn't find anything. For his time being wasted and his property being destroyed. And he couldn't find an attorney who was willing to take the case because all these attorneys, they don't want to take on the police.
They're crooked.
Well, whether they're crooked or not, they could just be afraid. You know, the attorneys may just not want to mess with the cops.
Right.
Right. Absolutely. Well, a lot of the attorneys are afraid, but if you're diligent and you stay with it, and back when we sued, the Internet was in its infancy. Today, you've got all the Internet resources. It's easy to find a civil rights attorney.
That's
but
true.
I know there are people listening right now that have been abused by the police, and I urge them to find a civil rights attorney. Oftentimes, a civil rights attorney will take your case on a pro bono or a what's the other one where they collect once the lawsuit's over. But anyway,
contingency or whatever.
Yes, that's where. Ian, I know you're humble, but once again, I want to say you're a very brave young man, and God bless you and CopBlock, and I love your show. You got
thanks, Lou. Thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate it, and, you know, it's folks like Lou. That's why I do what I do, because I know some people hate it. I know some people don't like me, and, you know, they don't appreciate my activism, but it's the ones who do appreciate it. That's why it's worth it, you know? I got approached in Walmart today, or not in Walmart, but I was sitting outside in the car.
I was actually there. I got your message, and I was like, I was just there.
Yeah.
I wish that I had, like, looked over, because I would have probably seen that happen.
Hold that thought. It's Free Talk Live. Join us.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You can join us here, and you can bring up what you want. We'll get back to this robot lawyer. There's a program. It's not an actual, like, physical robot, at least not yet. Version 1.0 or whatever is a text robot that you can talk to, and you can tell it, hey, I need help with this case. It's apparently helping people with parking ticket cases over in the UK. Johnson, you're going to continue telling us about that. Also, you can join us again here, 855-450-FREE. And, you know, we just actually had a nice gentleman call in complimenting some of my activism and said he appreciates it. It was one of those weird days where I was just in the Walmart parking lot actually waiting on something, and dude just randomly came up to me in the parking lot because I drive a fairly recognizable car. It's an old police cruiser. And he comes up to me and says, is that Ian Freeman? And I said, yep. And, you know, reset my hand, shook his hand. He introduced himself. And I said, well, what's your name? He said that his name's Blaine and that he loves my videos and that he's a supporter. And, you know, it's just always nice to have somebody share a little bit of appreciation because we sure do get a lot of hate, you know, for the activism that goes on here. Even from within the liberty movement, there's a lot of hate. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of jealousy and frustration because, you know, Ian, you're not doing it right. You're not doing things the way you should be doing them. But people like Blaine make it all worthwhile when somebody who you don't know stops and says thank you. that to me is worth it. So, and it was weird too, because literally I typed an update on Facebook. Just sort of, wow, this is cool. You know, someone approached me in the parking lot. And moments after I'd finished typing it, so no more than 30 seconds after Blaine had walked away from the cruiser, somebody else starts yelling, "Go cop block! Go cop block! Decrease the revenue!" And I look over, and it's some guy leaning out of the passenger side of a car. He had, you know, they were driving out of the parking lot, and they'd stopped after they noticed the cruiser, and he was maybe about, you know, 50 feet away from me, and just leaning out, like, yelling at the cruiser, and I gave him a thumbs up and smiled. So, like, literally, within a minute, I had two compliments, which was kind of nice. The universe is funny like that. So if you want to join us here, you can. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Johnson, the story was from where again?
Business Insider.
Business Insider. And it's about a guy who wrote a program to help people with their traffic tickets. Specifically, is it just parking or is it like a variety?
It's just parking for now, I think.
And the dude, you know, made it so you can query it, meaning that you can ask it questions.
Right.
Presumably while you're at trial?
Right. But it also asks you questions to help prep you.
Ah, okay, great.
So once you sign in, a chat screen pops up to learn about your case. The bot asks questions like, were you the one driving? Was it hard to understand the parking signs? It then spits out an appeal letter, which you mail to the court. If the robot is completely confused, it tells you how to contact Browder directly. The site is still in beta, and the full version, which will launch this spring, Browder, a Stanford University freshman, tells Tech Insider. Since laws are publicly available, bots can automate some of the simple tasks that human lawyers have had to do for centuries.
Hmm.
Browder's isn't even the first lawyer bot. The startup AcademX's bot creates perfectly formatted legal briefs. The company Lex Machina does data mining on judges' records and makes predictions on what they will do in the future.
Interesting.
Beyond parking tickets, Browder's bot can help with delayed or canceled flights and payment protection insurance claims. So I guess it does do more than. Although the bot can only help file claims on simple legal issues, it can't physically argue a case in front of a judge. It can save users a lot of money.
They're not going to let that happen for a long time. The attorneys, they've got a nice monopoly over, or oligopoly, or whatever you want to call it. They are in control of who gets to argue things in court.
Hey, but if you're arguing for yourself and you had like a headphone piece and it had that speech, Dr. Spatzo speech to text in there, you know, you might be able to...
You mean this Dr. Spatzo?
Gamer, my name is Dr. Spatzo. I am here to help you. Say whatever is in your mind freely. Our conversation will be kept in strict confidence. Memory contents will be wiped off after you leave. So tell me about your problems.
And then it gives you a prompt where you type in... This is, by the way,
Spatzo stands for Sound Blaster Artificially Intelligent Speech-to-Text Operator, which artificially intelligent is a stretch.
It's rudimentary artificial intelligence. It's picking up on keywords in response to that. Like, you could tell it F you, and he would know what you were saying.
And if you repeated yourself, he would have a parody.
That's right. Yeah, it would crash. The program would crash, and... It was supposed to do that, though. It was an accident. It was not an accident. So anyway, what would happen at this point? We're flashing you back, by the way. This is 1992, version 2.2. Dr. Spatzo, it's a video on YouTube now. Dr. Spatzo still with us here now, more than 20 years later. Mm-hmm. I bet there's got to be somebody who's done an online version of Spatzo.
I'm sure, yeah.
All I did was went to YouTube and looked for it just so I could get the voice. But I bet you there's somebody who's done a newer version.
And there's newer, just, you know, chatbots. Like, you know, the chatbots that are mentioned are Eliza, which is probably what Dr. Spatzo was based off of. And then there's another chatbot called Alice. And then I guess the newest one is Mitsuku. There's a couple of these chatbots, which are called natural language or natural linguistic bots, are... You know, they're evolving, and the whole goal is to beat a Turing test.
To what?
To beat the Turing test. So the Turing test is when on the other side of a, you know, a chat wall, you know, where you have a computer talking to a group of psychologists, right? Like five of them, I think, is the criteria for the Turing test, and they can't tell whether or not it's a human being.
Ooh, that would be pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So wait, has there been a bot that has beaten the Turing test?
No. Okay. No.
Yeah.
And that's, if you've ever seen the movie Blade Runner, that's the, like one of the primary themes.
Not since I was a kid, so I don't remember anything about it.
Oh, you're missing it. You should watch that.
I've heard they're remaking it. Is it true? Or making a sequel or something like that?
I think so, actually.
Harrison Ford's going to be involved?
Yeah.
Or whatever. So, the Turing test. That's fascinating, though, the idea that, you know, this is happening. They're getting closer, hopefully, to this. But, you know, I gave Spatzo credit earlier for being... pretty advanced, all things considered. Like, that there are still bots today, chatbots today, that are worse than Dr. Spatzo.
Right.
I mean, like, have you ever had one of the sex bots on, like, one of the text messaging services or whatever?
Don't talk to them. that's okay.
I'll do it every now and then. Just, like, somebody, one of them sent me something on the LRN.FM Skype a few days back or a few weeks ago. And, you know, just to see what it would do, I just decided to respond to
it.
It was the most pathetic thing. Like, it wasn't even picking up on keywords or anything.
Right.
It was just, you would type something back and it would just send something random at you. So, you know, here we are 20 years later, and there's still some bots that are, you know, worse than Dr. Spatzo. It was
right.
a decent program, all things considered. And at that point, I think I would have been like 12 or 13 when he came out. So, of course, it was always fun to type curse words to Dr. Spatzo.
Right.
Yeah. So, anyway, back to the attorney, the robot attorney that will help you. I wonder, what does it cost to use this attorney? Does it mention that in the Business Insider?
Free.
It's free.
Yeah,
okay.
It's free. It's just download the program.
Awesome.
The
attorneys must hate this thing. Then.
Yeah, I really imagine they probably do. You know, it can save people a lot of money. So
sounds Bratter, like it.
Bratter programmed his robot based on a conversation algorithm. It uses keywords, pronouns, and word order to understand the user's issue. He says that the more people use the robot, the more intelligent it becomes.
Uh-huh.
Its algorithm can quickly analyze large amounts of data while improving itself in the process. Although Bratter programmed the bot according to UK law, he says it can be helpful in the US too. For example, if a flight is delayed from New York City to London, the ticket holder can use the robot to claim compensation. Bratter is working to program U.S. city laws into the bot, starting with New York. In the future...
Wow.
Well, it's a good place to start.
Yeah.
There's plenty of laws there. In the future, people won't likely need to hire lawyers for simple legal appeals. They'll just use a bot, according to this guy.
I hope he's right.
I hope so, too. While Bratter disintermediate the legal system.
Right. Anything that
they
can...
will... I don't think you'll be able to do that. They would flip out and somehow make laws. Yeah, we can't
make
have bots.
Illegal.
They're illegal.
Right.
They would freak out.
Oh, yeah. We can't have a robot attorney. I mean, then, you know, it wouldn't necessarily be good for our business.
Yeah.
Because that's ultimately what... They come up with some lame-o
excuse, though. Ultimately, they're there to steal from people, you know, multiple times, over and over again.
The real attorneys,
yeah.
You mean?
Just, you know, the justice system in general is there to victimize you multiple times. If you happen to be the victim of a crime, they'll go ahead and victimize you again.
I'm trying to think of what excuse they would use to ban these robots. Maybe you've got a good one. It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-975-5269. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-975-5269. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-975-5269. That's 1-800-975-5269.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. While talking about the future of the law with this robot lawyer, we're also reminiscing about the past with Dr. Spazo that we've just found on there's a website apparently called playdosgamesonline.com, and I guess they got a bunch of old DOS games here that you can just go and load up. Kids, for those who don't know, DOS stands for Disk Operating System, and it is the old, like text way of having a computer. Prior to Windows and Macintosh and, you know, these sort of things that have graphics on the screen.
Right.
They had a text prompt that you would have to type in commands at. The prompt still exists, but it's sort of hidden behind all the graphical interfaces that we have these days. Have you seen do you watch the React channel at all?
Yeah, sometimes from Fine Brothers.
They just had the teens react to an old Windows 95 computer.
Yeah, I watched that, yeah.
That was pretty funny stuff. Now, that wasn't DOS.
That's just the button for the monitor.
Yeah. Right, they asked them to try to turn the computer on, and some of them had a difficult time with it. So, fun stuff. It's always fun to have a culture clash like that.
I keep getting bothered by these technology articles that keep coming out, and it's just like, it's driving me crazy. It's like, when are we going to get it? I feel like Lewis Black. Like,
get what?
When's it coming?
What's it?
Graphene batteries, one.
Graphene, is that like better than lithium ion or something?
Oh, yeah.
What is graphene?
Graphene is a nano arrangement, nanoparticulate arrangement of carbon atoms.
Okay.
Actually, it might be graphite. But
graphite, they put in pencils.
Right. But graphene, I think, is like a somehow like a carbon kind of based graphite. I don't know. Anyway, it's just how the how the molecules are organized at a molecular level with this stuff. I mean, that's why it's kind of new technology, and graphene just allows immense, very rapid charging batteries.
Scientists develop a better battery thanks to graphene, according to futurism.com.
Yep. And so this has been around for a while. They've been talking about it for a while, but it hasn't come out yet. It's like, where is it?
It could allow electric vehicles to have a maximum range of 800 kilometers or nearly 500 miles. The battery can be charged in just a few minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally, you know, world-changing. And imagine that in a phone, you know, too.
That would be huge.
They're massively... they changed the equation for everything.
The company notes this is a Spanish company called Grafeano. They note the battery is designed for a number of uses, could be put in houses, bicycles, drones, even pacemakers, dubbed Grabat. The batteries will be manufactured in Spain and have an energy density of 1,000 Wh per kilogram. Is that watt hours?
Yeah, I think
watt
so.
Watt hours? Yeah, I guess normally batteries are milliwatt hours, right? Or
So it's like,
wow.
Yeah.
If that's not enough, the battery could discharge and charge faster than a standard lithium-ion battery, almost 33 times faster than lithium-ion. It does not exhibit the memory effect, a phenomenon in which charging a battery multiple times lowers its maximum energy potential. That's what the nickel-cadmium, I believe, batteries used to suffer from, where if you kept recharging them, they kept getting weaker and weaker over time. So they've solved that problem, apparently. And best of all, independent analyses by TUV and DEKRA have demonstrated that the batteries are safe and not prone to explosions like lithium batteries. And tests conducted by the company have shown that after being short-circuited, the battery is able to return to work with 60% of the load. If you haven't heard of this wonder material, graphene is a nanomaterial that is just one atom thick. It's amazingly hard, yet flexible and elastic. It has been known, long known, that graphene has a very high thermal and electrical conductivity. It's also light and produces electricity after being hit by light. The company expects to have prototypes as early as mid-2016, with commercial batteries being produced by the end of the year. They project that by 2019, they'll have made a turnover of 3,000 to 4,000 million euro, and if Grabat does become a success and powers the next Tesla, reaching that figure doesn't seem so far-fetched. Yeah, if this is real, if this is something that's going to happen, I mean, there's no way it can fail, right? It's 33 times better than lithium-ion, I mean, this thing's going to be everywhere.
Right. Okay, so here's the next piece of technology that's, like, I've been hearing about and we haven't seen yet that's driving me bananas. Five-dimensional glass discs.
What does that mean?
So what the discs are is just a piece of glass about the size of a 50-cent piece. Right?
Okay.
And
it can store data.
And
right.
It can store data. They now know how to store data three-dimensionally amongst the molecules of the glass.
Wow.
And it can store 360 terabytes of data.
Wow.
At an extremely stable, the glass is extremely stable, so it can, at temperatures of up to 190 degrees Celsius, can store the data for 13.8 billion years.
Saw the headline.
It destroys every type of storage medium that exists, period.
Yeah,
hands down.
Your typical hard drive is, what, a couple terabytes maybe these days?
Yeah. Like a 5-terabyte hard drive is going to run you about 100-something bucks.
And these can store 360 terabytes now.
And it's a piece of glass. So it's probably extremely cheap to manufacture.
Sounds like it. Now, what device do you need to actually record the data and read the data? I imagine that would be a little bit more expensive.
Sure, but it's still probably just like a laser.
Let's go to Tim. He's in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim.
Hi, guys. How are you doing tonight? Thanks for
taking what's on your mind?
Well, actually, you're talking about graphene right now, and I remember reading something, I think it was a couple months ago, the Department of Defense is actually working on uniforms that have graphene embedded in them to produce electricity and also... and they were talking about graphene actually being used to wrap military vehicles and buses, military vehicles to charge batteries.
So the motion, the energy from the vehicle is being essentially routed back into the battery, and then because it's so efficient.
Right. Using the graphene as a battery, but also as a power producing device as well.
Hmm.
So
wow.
I don't remember where I read that, but like I said, it was Department of Defense, and it may...
Well, it doesn't sound like free energy quite yet, but it sounds like it's darn close. I mean, if you can use this technology that is 33 times more efficient than lithium ion, and you can actually use it to generate energy as well.
You know, the other thing that, you know, that I don't think most people take into account in terms of the economy of energy is that if you've got a battery that can absorb energy this quickly, mm-hmm. right, and, you know, can expel it very quickly as well, but most people don't think about the fact that, like, the sheer number of cars, like, you think about a parking lot, right? Think about the surface area of those vehicles and how long, like, when you drive to work, right?
Yep.
Especially if your car's sitting outside, it's sitting in the sun all day long.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you had a solar cell on your roof, like, most people think solar cells are inefficient and kind of stupid, but if they're sitting there, the majority of the time that your vehicle's just sitting there, it's sitting out in the sun, it could be absorbing energy. You know, like, that's
right. There's another thing about that. You're talking about the parking lots and road surfaces. There was I think it was actually sponsored by Ford, an inventor in, I want to say Wisconsin, but I don't remember what state it was.
Yep, the road panels?
Right.
I think we've talked about that on the show.
Oh, today?
It's a super interesting idea. A lot of people laugh at it, but I think it, you know, it's an interesting idea at the very least.
Oh, I think it's probably... There was about 100 years ago, somebody invented a heat exchange kind of something, not like a Stirling engine, but more like a thermocouple design solar panel. It actually just looked like a big square chunk of asphalt, but it would produce electricity. And it wasn't a battery. It was just it didn't start off with electricity in it. And this was something that, like I say, it was probably maybe more than 100 years ago, but I remember reading about it in California, and I think it was invented in California, but I don't know whatever became of it, or because I tried to find something else out about it. I was into solar energy way back when, and it was something I thought, well, it's something you could actually make yourself. Why not? Why wouldn't you want to do something like that? I mean,
right.
if you could have a garden plot in your backyard. That essentially won't grow anything but dirt, you know, why not turn it into a solar panel, essentially? Turn it into a battery, turn it into some sort of energy.
I wonder if that's anything like those, you know, like those little things that you see in the window, like they're like encased in glass, and it's like a bunch of fins, and like some are
radiometer.
Black and some are white, and they spin.
It's called a radiometer. Yeah.
Right.
Tim, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate the info here. The toll-free number. New technology. Very exciting stuff. I'm looking at those discs you were talking about, Johnson, and it looks like the discs are actually larger than they need to be. The data on the discs is like a fraction of the actual size of the disc. Just because you have to...
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.